You are listening to Real World News.
World chemical giant withdraws from the European GM market after a strong social rejection. German company Bayer has announced that it's halting the development and trade of GMOs in Europe in response to the strong rejection these crops have generated in several countries of the region. The company will focus now on other markets, North America, South America and Asia. This decision was welcomed by environmentalist organization Friends of the Earth Europe. "We might have won the battle today, but we've not won the war yet," said activist Adrian Bev, representative of the organization, to Real World Radio. The activist also said that "we will kick the biotech giants out of Europe altogether." A representative of BASF in charge of genetically modified organisms, Stefan Marcinowski, acknowledged yesterday that there is still a lack of acceptance for this technology in many parts of Europe from the majority of consumers, farmers and politicians. "It does not make business sense to continue investing in products exclusively for cultivation in this market," according to AFP news agency. The German company has halted the cultivation and trade of GM potato on flora. This type of potato was allowed in the European Union in 2010 after a 10-year-long lobby process by BASF. In its first year of cultivation, the potato was contaminated with another GM potato variety called Amadea, which was not authorized. This was a scandal. The cultivation of flora was now limited to 2 hectares of land in Germany, and the sales in 2011 were virtually null, said a BASF spokesperson to AFP. Friends of the Earth Europe celebrated the decision by the corporation and ensures that they will continue working until Monsanto, the U.S. company that owns maize Monet 10, authorized in some European countries, leaves the region. Let's now listen to the interview.
Well, I think this is excellent news. This is a major victory for both people that have been fighting GM crops and their GM giants, but also farmers and the environment in Europe. This is a major victory. This is the world's biggest chemical company, and today they have announced that they've given up on genetically modified crops for Europe. That just shows that we can win our campaigns, that resistance against this introduction into our farm and into our countryside, that we can win it, and Friends of the Earth very much welcomes the decision today.
According to what we have read in the news today, Adrian, the BASF has said that they are facing very, very overwhelming social rejection there in Europe. How do you read this from the company, and what do you think are the real reasons for this decision of leaving Europe and the development and commercialization of GM crops there?
We've been fighting companies like BASF for 10 to 15 years. They have farmers that are resisting their seeds and won't plant their seeds. We've got communities that have declared themselves GM-free all over Europe, hundreds of communities. And it's quite clear that there's very strong resistance here, that nobody wants to eat GM foods, and there's very few farmers want to plant GM seeds. So it makes sense. If you're a business, if you can't sell your product, then either you have to give up or you move your market somewhere else. And this is what we've seen today, that this company has decided they have not made a single euro since introducing these GM crops, and it's time for them to pull out on business reasons. And I don't blame them. They should have done this years ago. We've been saying this for years now. There is no market for GM crops in Europe. You might as well pack up and go home, and that's what they've done today.
Adrian, were you in Friends of the Earth Europe waiting for this news? Did you know anything in the last months about this decision of BASF that could be happening? What was the situation before today?
This is a very big surprise for us, because BASF have been one of the biggest lobby groups pushing for more GM crops over the last 4 or 5 years. In 2 years ago, they actually succeeded and they got the allowance to grow GM potatoes in Europe. This is the first crop that's been approved for growing for 10 years. And we're very surprised. The potato was a commercial flop. But even still, this is, you know, the world's biggest chemical company. They've got a lot of power here amongst politicians. And we didn't expect them to give up today, but, you know, we will welcome the news and we will celebrate, but we will carry on fighting until Monsanto, which is the only company left now with a GM crop in Europe, until they've given up as well.
So Monsanto is the only company which will keep doing this work in Europe. Is the only one, Adrian? Is that okay?
There is only one crop that's allowed to be grown now in Europe, and that's Monsanto's genetically modified maize called MON-810. And we'll carry on fighting to make sure that that is banned, that is not planted anymore, and we will kick the biotech giants out of Europe altogether.
Okay, Adrian, in its announcement, BASF said that it has stopped the commercialization of the Amflora potato. Can you tell us what happened with this GM crop specifically there in Europe, Adrian?
2 years ago, the BASF got permission to plant commercially a GM potato. It had been modified to produce extra starch. It wasn't for eating, it was for industrial purposes. But even in their first year, they found out that it had been contaminated by another GM variety from BASF. So in their own laboratories, they'd made a mistake. So it's been a commercial flop because that meant they had no potatoes to sell to farmers. So even after spending something like 13 years trying to get approval for this potato, they messed it up in their first year and didn't make a single euro out of it. So it's been a commercial flop. It was not wanted by most of the farmers here in Europe. And there was big concerns it was always going to get mixed up in the food chain. And but so it's been withdrawn. And that's the end of that, the story of Amflora, GM potato.
Okay, at the same time, Adrian, BASF has announced that they will keep doing their work in Asia, in North America and South America. How will the Friends of the Earth Europe will keep working on these issues, taking into account that this company, maybe it's leaving Europe, but they will keep working in other regions? I mean, we know that you do also an international work. What can you tell us about that?
Well, we might have won the battle today, but we've not won the war yet. And Friends of the Earth will carry on supporting groups wherever they are in the world to try and stop the introduction of genetically modified crops, to actually support food sovereignty and the rights of people to decide their own food and how their agriculture is and how their biodiversity is protected. The fight goes on, and we will carry on working with groups from north and south until we've got a real transformation of our agriculture and we've got a landscape and a nature which is suitable for our children and for future generations.
You are listening to Real World News.